This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The State Bank of Botno in Botno, North Dakota today. Ladies and gentlemen, with What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for joining us. Pick up that telephone, join the conversation, call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd. We link up, Todd, we did, okay.
I'm here.
Text Todd at 701-226-8503. He's so busy fielding texts that he's just connected with us just seconds ago. Matter of fact,
well, I was trying to connect.
Life of Todd, right?
Busy. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He'll be here in a second. He's here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. Manny will answer your calls when you give us a ring today. Our producer is Matt Revtai. And look forward to hearing from you. We are in Botno today because we have another top 10 town to join the roster. This is so fun. You know I love doing this when I get a chance to get out in the communities. And I look back over the last couple of years and the memories we have, the friendships we have, the knowledge we have about what is happening all across North Dakota. Because I'm the kind of person that does not believe that all knowledge and the goodness and the great things about our wonderful state come from places like, you know, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Doesn't mean I dislike them. They're obviously a part of it. But I really think North Dakota is pretty much made up of, those four towns for sure are made up of people from everywhere else in North Dakota. So you got to find out what's in the water in all those other places to know what makes this state go to the degree it does. And that's why we do the top 10 towns, so we're excited about that. And pleased that our friends at the State Bank of Botno brought us back to this fine community to get this top 10 town going. So thank you very much, State Bank of Botno. We're going to chat later with Pat Arts on the program, find out what's happening in this community. Botno Lumber, thank you. Farmers Appliance, Madden Family Meats, Hometown Market, Mickelson Aggregate, stayed last night at the Cobblestone Inn. That's a nice little facility and a nice little restaurant there and lounge and great fun. So, and a wonderful time. So, anyway, we're going to meet some folks a little later on in the program today from the Botno Economic Development Corporation. I mentioned Pat already, Patterson Crane. It's a new elevator being built here in Botno that really has the town abuzz. And I think it's great. I really do. I mean, when competition makes everybody better. So, it's a good thing. We're going to find out a little bit about what this leading-edge, cutting-edge facility will do. So Daryl Fish will be here from Patterson Graham, and then Julie Mears from the Golden Rule, too. So that'll be coming up on the program. It is today at NDSU, NFL Draft Day. The NFL Network today will be broadcasting on their network Carson Wentz's workout, the quarterback at NDSU. Think about that. His workout. That's how big a deal that young man has become.
Did you see that screenshot? And
it's sort of been
TV
on my mind all day, just because it's a great story. You think about this this youngster growing up in Bismarck, and you don't think of first time pulling a helmet on, and then you go through all the different youth leagues, and then you get to play at junior high, and then you're on a high school team, and then you get recruited by NDSU, and then you're on some national championship teams, and then you're done, and you're talked about as a first-round draft pick, for crying out loud. That's incredible. And now the focus on him has just been white hot. Steve Hallstrom, who covers the Bison for our operation, is actually at the Fargo Dome today, and we'll be having reports on what's happening out there today, so we look forward to it. Reports now that Philadelphia is trying to trade up to the number two spot as well, because they desperately obviously need a QB, and I guess try and cut a deal with Cleveland. So this will be interesting to see what happens there. And that'll be a story we'll follow today as well. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we'll be chatting with folks from Botno as well, and look forward to that today on the program.
Hey, did you see that screenshot with Carson Wentz and a certain university logo that wasn't quite the right one?
I did, yeah. It's been everywhere.
UND logo.
Really? That again? Come on, people!
Knowing the passion of both the UND and NDSU fans, I imagine whoever that producer is now has been pummeled with criticism over the mistake that he's made. Yeah. If you missed this, it was something on ESPN with Carson Wentz being featured, and the logo was the interlocked N and D that the University of North Dakota uses as its logo. It's a wrong logo. So it can happen, but...
North Dakota State. Yeah, okay, guys.
Then it's been pretty much everywhere.
ESPN, so. Fox Sports 1, yeah, whatever. They're all the same. Okay, we got it.
So let's start with a little riddle here, a little puzzle for you to solve. As I mentioned, up in Botno, got here yesterday. I'm staying through a good chunk of today. And I'm talking to a lot of folks here about, hey, but tell me what's happening in Botno. I want to know a little bit more about what's going on. What do you think folks are focused on more than anything right now? If you can answer that question, well, you can't answer that question. I'll just let you know if you're picking right. Call me. What's on the minds of folks in Botno today? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd always at 701-226-8503. What's the big deal in Botno today that people are just buzzing about? You go to the coffee shop, you go to the Dairy-O. No, it's not me. If it's me, it's like, okay, can you get some tomatoes? Go throw them.
Yesterday on K-Fire. Your buddy's going to be stopping by.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which buddy is that?
That would be Bob from Westhope.
Oh, no kidding. What a deal. Is he going to bring his harmonica?
He said he would.
Is that right? Well, I would hope so. Yeah, it's the least he could do. I thought you meant the buddy last night there was a little different buzz, and the buzz was the person that called in from South Dakota that said that I was a jack. Some people were mentioning that to me. I was stopped in Findlay, and then I came to Botno, and in both places they were talking about the guy from South Dakota calling me a jack. Yeah. Remember, it was just Jack, right?
I can play the thing here.
Well, I can hardly wait. Yeah.
Bob, it's South Dakota. What's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. I hear you criticizing President Obama this morning. I never knew a jacks like you were on the air until I started listening here when I retired from farming. Now that I have the time to listen to you and your BS.
Jacks
and another
like
thing
me.
I've heard is that the Republicans in the Senate want to introduce an amendment so President Barack Obama can have a third term because you guys have screwed up your election so much that you can't win.
Good luck with that. Did we find the one Obama supporter that exists in South Dakota?
What? I mean, some fun with that yesterday because obviously the Republicans want a third Obama term. I mean,
right? Yeah. Well, and you know that's pretty much going to happen.
But I can't even say that with a straight face.
He said, "Jacks like you." So I think I was a jack because it was putting
like
me in a category.
Union Jack or something like our old flag or what are we talking about here?
I don't know, but I need some help from the audience jacks on that one too. Yeah. So let us.
I'm sure you've been called worse, but.
All opinions are welcome here. It's fine. But
what's your originality on that one? I'll bet nobody's called you a jack before.
No, based on how many people mentioned it to me yesterday and the emails that I received about it, I'm thinking that we better, you know, put Bob from South Dakota on the staff to call like once a week and come up with some term because.
Oh, exactly.
People kind of.
Not to mention the latest, theory and what's going to happen in politics. I mean, he seems to be on the cutting edge.
One other quick thing I want to throw out there to talk about today. So I'm looking for what the buzz is in Botno, okay? You got to tell me what that is at 800-228-0550. I'm also, I don't know what the word is, but frustrated that we have to look to Bibi Netanyahu for common sense on how to take on an enemy. You ever notice that when one of these attacks happen, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is the one you sort of say, oh, thank you. I'm glad somebody said that. And he had a statement of sorts yesterday. It was actually a speech, I think, at the policy conference that was happening at AIPAC. And talked about the terror attacks in Brussels. saying this is one continuous assault on all of us. That is the first thing I've heard about Brussels, about Paris, about these attacks that lit me up to say, yes, thank you, that's what it is. And quite honestly, if we view it that way, maybe we'll be a little more serious about taking this enemy on. Do you think that's too strong, that what happened in Brussels, what happened in Paris, these other, this is, do you view it as one continuous assault on all of us? I want to know your take on that. All right. When we come back after a short break here, there is a Bob from South Dakota on the line. So I don't know if we're going to have a encore performance of yesterday.
Epic.
But
love
we
it.
Will we will we'll chat with Bob first. Then we're going to we'll go to Vera in Botno, and if she might have an unfair advantage in being able to tell us what the buzz in Botno is, so we'll find out. 800-228-0550 by text 701-226-8503. Give us a call. Let's chat today on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarms.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bumped into a couple of members of the Northwest Landowners Association last night here in Botno, raving about what a great job they are doing for landowners, giving landowners a voice. And that's one of the reasons you ought to think about joining the Northwest Landowners as well if you're a landowner in North Dakota. The cost is small. The benefit is large. landowners, they don't want to stop progress at all. Utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources, they're for it. But they also want to protect the land. If you're a member of Northwest Landowners Association, you have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. They hire a lobbyist to represent Northwest Landowners Association at North Dakota legislative proceedings. You're in the know. Printed newsletters and email updates. All the latest relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you by joining the Northwest Landowners Association. Go to Northwest Landowners Association website, nwlandowners.com. That's nwlandowners.com. All right? All right, let's get back to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live at the State Bank of Bottineau today. Thank our top 10 town sponsors, including the State Bank of Bottineau. Pat Arts, a good friend, runs a great bank here and a great team, and they are committed to the life and health of Bottineau. They really are, and the entire area they service here. The people who live here, the good folks at State Bank of Bottineau, are here for you. Locally owned, that means they have a stake in the game. They care about you and your financial well-being. And it goes deeper than that. State Bank of Bottineau and their employees happily support in time and in money local schools and churches, the JCs, the Bottineau Winter Park, Thunder Mountain Speedway, and more. So come home to the State Bank of Bottineau member FDIC, equal housing lender, the State Bank of Bottineau. All right, we have a Bob in South Dakota on the line. Bob, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. I really get a thrill out of how you can intimidate me off when I'm off the air with you. I mean, you're getting a lot of mileage out of that, and I got to congratulate on you for doing that. Well, but my challenge is to you, if you want to do the old West scene, I'll challenge you to a high noon shootout with a Colt 45 anytime, sir. And we'll see, you know, let's play Marshall Dillon and the bad guy.
Are you talking about the beer, Colt 45, or are you talking about the weapon, Colt 45?
Well, the weapon.
Yeah.
Why not? You're using the radio as a weapon against me.
And the second
thing, you're there at the Bottineau State Bank or whatever, and, you know, that's federally funded, guaranteeing the deposits of your insurers, a democratic program, and, you know, we don't have to worry about losing what little money we have left in this country. So anyway, you'll always be compensated when the bank closes. So that's one federal government program that you're utilizing today.
Banks, I don't know about South Dakota, but banks don't generally close in North Dakota because they run soundly.
Yeah, they run soundly because if it wouldn't be for the federal government, North Dakota would be in Appalachia with all the government funding coming in for CRP. Why don't you do a study how much crop insurance the government pays for the producers in North Dakota, which they are entitled to, compared to the health care costs that you are so worried about that the affordable Obamacare is costing. Also, why don't you go to all the nursing homes in North Dakota and find out how many people are actually paying their own way? Why don't you do some research once instead of just taking clips off the news that you're too lazy to go out and do some work on your own?
Well, the litany of things you've given require weeks of response, but...
You got time. You got, what do you do, 2 hours a day? What do you do the rest of the 22 hours?
You went all the way to Bottineau today.
Yeah. I want to go back to, you know, this idea that you're being intimidated. How do you feel like you're being intimidated?
The one supporter for Obama in South Dakota, what do you want us to do, bring an army up?
You think you could get an army of Obama supporters up to shoot people, which is what you were suggesting earlier? You wanted a duel with a Colt 45?
No, we just want to show strength in numbers, sir.
Yeah, it, you think you could do that?
I think I could.
What did Obama get in the last election in South Dakota?
Well, he got pretty darn close.
Yeah, pretty darn close.
Yeah, and he won the nation twice, so why not back him? He's our president. We live with the president.
I was talking about South. Well, it's America. I don't have to, you know, I can disagree with the president. I don't, you know, I mean, did you back George W. Bush?
Why would I? He got us into this Iraq war. And
he
I
was
got
the president, Bob. He was the president. Why not back him?
Because
elected twice.
because he was the president that declared war in Iraq, and my nephew don't walk so good anymore, and you guys don't care about the wounded veterans.
You guys, meaning who?
You. You defund everything in Washington when the program comes up.
You know, veterans funding's increased, so that's a ridiculously false statement.
Well, now when you talk to him, he don't get much per month in disability because he don't walk so good.
Let me just ask you a philosophical question, Bob.
Sure.
Do you think it's better to need and rely on government programs, or is it better to generally rely on one's abilities and not have to rely on a government program for sustenance? Which is a better way of life?
Well, look at North Dakota. What you guys are taking out of CRP now, that's the best crop income you've got this year. That's a government program. Otherwise, your farmers would be leaving the land. They wouldn't buy mobile homes and all that stuff with their CRP checks.
Yeah, a lot of mobile home purchases by farmers, Bob, that happen. Not. The question was, what's a better way of life?
Well, working. Yeah. And you guys in North Dakota, if it wouldn't have been for FDR during the 30s, none of you guys would be farming anymore.
Wow, now we're going back to FDR. Bob, you are difficult to have a conversation with, but I do want to ask about a question you didn't answer yesterday. What is a jack? You said I was a jack. What exactly is that?
Let's put the word ASS on there.
Oh, you were abbreviating.
Yeah.
I see. I didn't know. I thought it was a South Dakota thing. You know, you are the state of jackrabbits, so I didn't know if it was a, you know, short for jackrabbits.
I didn't want to be vulgar.
Well, that was very kind of you, other than you started this call by saying you wanted to shoot me with a Colt 45 at high noon. So
well, no, I'm challenging you to a duel. You can do that to me.
Yeah. Anyway, Bob, the best thing I heard you say is the best way of living would be working and not relying on a government program. So I think there's hope for you, Bob. It's been a thrill talking to you. Please call again. Give us more material. 800-228-0550-701. We have to get Vera in here because Vera had the shot at, she's from Bodno. What do you think is the big thing here? I mean, there's obviously a lot of farming that impacts Bodno. So you think it's the, you know, ag prices and ag economy and where that's going? You know, we're not far from spring. It's a big recreation area up here. Would it be on the recreation side? There is a little bit of the oil development that has happened up here and has for years. Is it oil? I'll tell you, those are all fine contenders. What else could be on the minds of folks up here? What are they buzzing about? What are they talking about? Tell me. 800-228-0550. Oh, Vera's not there anymore? Vera, we lost you somehow. Vera and Bodno, so we'll get to her in other calls. And if you have any suggestions on how to deal with Bob next time he calls down there in South Dakota, or any responses to his slams of North Dakota, bring them on. We'll continue from Bodno. Don't go away.
Tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're going to have to set up a whole research team to rebut things that Bob from South Dakota says on the air. Remember when he said Obama came close in South Dakota? It was 20 points. I don't know what he calls close, but that's 57 to 39. Not quite 20 points. Victory for Romney in South Dakota. So, emailer says, where'd Tim go here? The responses are rolling in. Tim, just letting you know, Scott, you rock. Don't worry. We love you in South Dakota. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. And a texter says, according to the internet, a Jax is the most wonderful boy you will ever meet. A very intelligent person. Oh, we can't use that anymore, though, Todd, because he told us what the real deal was, right?
Well, yeah. The real deal?
We are like in Botno today.
A term that the Republicans want, a real deal?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We are in Botno today, one of our top 10 towns, and we thank our fine sponsors, including Botno Lumber, your source for all things pertaining to your upcoming construction and improvement projects. Gail and his crew, proud to support Botno and the projects that add to the growth, health, and vitality of the Botno community. In these uncertain economic times, it's good to know that Botno Lumber is there, strong and stable, to support your construction, remodeling, and other home improvement projects. They're right here on Highway 5 where we are at the State Bank of Botno. Or you can call them at 701-228-3172 or visit them today. Still looking for the thing that is creating the big buzz in Botno today. Wager your guesses at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's go out to the Fargo Dome. Steve Hallstrom, our colleague, is at the Fargo Dome just taking in the aura of Pro Day, NFL Draft Day at the NDSU Bison NFL Draft Day is what's happening, and the NFL Network and the NFL team represented there to see, among others, Carson Wentz. Steve, what's happening out there?
Yeah, Scotty, it's kind of a calm before the storm right now. All the scouts are here. The players are warming up a little bit. Some of the guys will be starting workouts here in the next few minutes. Carson Wentz, the Bismarck star, turned NDSU star, now the eyes of the football world will be watching Fargo today to watch Carson Wentz work out. That will be a little after 10 today, so Carson will be working out here in just a little bit for the scouts as well. It's a really big day, and it's an awful lot of fun to see all the people that you see at an event like this. Ron Jaworski from ESPN is doing a live report right now down on the Fargo Dome turf, and the NFL Network guys are here. Mike Mayock, their lead analyst, is here, talking about the draft and where could Carson Wentz go. And if you remember back to when Teddy Bridgewater, who's the Vikings quarterback now, had his pro day workout, it didn't go very well and it cost him in the draft. So while there are a lot of people that are saying this is kind of a formality, no big deal, I think it's a very important thing for a kid out of the FCS trying to get the attention of the NFL scouts, because a lot of teams are looking at him as maybe even a first-round draft pick. And I had a chance to talk to a guy named Bucky Brooks. He works for the NFL Network. And I asked him a little bit about Carson Wentz's stock, because right away after the season ended, it seemed like Carson Wentz became kind of a media darling, and everybody started talking about him, maybe even being a top three, top two pick. Now, recently, you've heard a little bit of talk. Now, maybe it's close middle of the first round. So I asked Bucky Brooks to tell us how big of a day this is for Carson Wentz and where he thinks he might fall in the draft.
Well, I think what happens is once you kind of jump into front runner status, most people take the time to pick your game apart. I think what Carson right now is suffering from is the nitpicking that most top prospects enjoy or endure. What he is a big-time talent, a guy with A-plus arm talent, a spectacular athlete, a guy that I liken in terms of his long-term potential being able to do some things that Cam Newton has been able to do of late, meaning run traditional concepts, mix in some zone read concepts, and be a guy that can affect you with his arm, but also make plays in the red zone with his leg. And as you look at the way the game is trending, it's hard to find guys at that size with the athleticism and the arm talent to be able to do so many different things. And because he was exposed to pro concepts, NFL-type concepts in that offense, he should be a step ahead of some of the guys that he's competing with, because he understands how to play the game in a Sunday fashion.
You can see Bucky Brooks every weeknight on the NFL Network at 5 p.m. Central Time. He does a show called Path to the Draft, and a lot of tonight's show will be talking about what happens here with Carson Wentz, Scott, here over the next couple hours today.
And Carson Wentz overall seems to be really weathering the nitpicking, right, that comes with the turf. I mean, I appreciate the clip because he's telling you, hey, this is what's going on. They're digging into everything. That's what they have to do. That's part of the deal. But don't you think he's weathering it pretty good, Steve?
It really seems to be, Scott, and you never quite know what's going on in a young man's heart and his mind, but he's a squared-away kid who everybody speaks very highly of, not just his talent level, but his character as well. And people who know him well say, I could tell you 100 stories about what a great guy he is, and he doesn't think of himself as a football player. He thinks of himself as just a regular guy who's got a really unique opportunity that the good Lord has given a certain set of skills. So I think it seems like he's handling it very well. Certainly, these last couple days have been interesting because ESPN was doing stuff with him all day yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see when we get to talk to him later today what he thinks about all the attention and if any of it's starting to get to him.
A kid from Bismarck, you know, a kid from Bismarck that just, you know, is quintessential North Dakotan. I mean, just a good kid, hunting fish and, you know, good Christian kid, not afraid to say he is, and come up the ranks and do what he did at NDSU, and to get the attention that he's getting in the NFL, it's just hard to get your mind around it. It is pretty cool. We'll chat with you next hour, Steve. Thanks a bunch for the update.
You bet, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, NFL draft day for the Bison. And this is all being covered right now. All these folks from all over that you watch on the big channels all year long are focused on the Fargo Dome today. Pretty incredible. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live in Botno today. Top 10 town added to the roster of Botno, North Dakota, coming to you from the State Bank of Botno, our broadcast today, and welcoming your calls. Hey, Leon.
Hey, Scott.
What's on your mind?
Oh, man. I got a Jim Jones recipe I want to share with Bob, and I'm hoping he makes a big batch and has a bunch of his liberal friends over for a little, cocktail hour or something.
Now, see, Leon, I think it's that. Now you sound like him because he wanted the duel with the Colt 45. Mix up a little Kool-Aid.
I'm simply offering a little beverage, that he can imbibe in with his friend, and hopefully we can resolve this push for socialism or communism. It astounds me how little people like Bob understand about history and the history of this country, how we were founded. We're founded on hard work, and hard work and meritocracy should be the way forward. But as you can hear with him, he has this, I would say, Hamiltonian a worldview of what America should be. That is, everybody's on the government dole. The government takes everything from everybody and kind of doles it out to, you know, how they see fit, instead of us working and by the sweat of our brow making it in this world. He wants us to be encumbered and beholden to government. And that's sad. That's why you have folks like Bernie Sanders making such a big political splash, and Barack over there in Cuba living it up with those communists. It really puts me in a mood.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I think, do you think if we hit them all somewhere within the sound of our voice today and found 50 kids and said, you know, what about socialism? Got a guy running for president who's a socialist. What would that be a good thing? What do you know about socialism? How many do you think would have a grasp of what socialism meant for the human condition?
Well, if you go to most college campuses around America, you see a lot of Che Guevara shirts. I mean, you see a lot of Mao shirts. The kids today have no clue about, you know, what communism and socialism and Marxism. They have no clue. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a cool thing. I think it's a people movement. When it's not, it's anything but. It is an anti-individual movement. It is a pro-big government movement. Takes the power out of the hands of the people, puts it into a collective few people to dispense out at their discretion. I think that we need to have like a true tour. Maybe Scott Hannon could be the chairman of it and go to these colleges and just school these kids, wise them up to what's going on.
And I don't put it all on the schools. I don't put it all on the schools. I hear you. It needs to be better, but I think we as parents could do a better job too. I'm not a doom and gloomer, and I don't ever claim to be one of these people that sits here and thinks this is awful, this is terrible. But I do worry that we don't have enough appreciation among our young people about the American experiment. And America being formed on an idea and what that means. Enough appreciation for that to protect and defend it, you know?
And, you know, I don't agree with everything Jefferson stood for, obviously. But one thing that he did have right was, you know, like the whole 16th Amendment, the whole agreement among some that the government should take from everybody and give what they believe they need to whoever else, like be a tax to the federal government. I think that our kids have grown up in a society where they see a bigger and bigger role of government play in their life. They are far, far removed from our founding principles. They don't understand it. And until we can get back to that, until we stop allowing politicians and Washingtonians to dole out these little perks for votes, we'll never get back to our founding principles. And I'm not a doom and gloomer, but, I mean, you got to read the tea leaves, Scott. I know you do. And we are trending in a very, very bad direction. And that's all I'm saying.
Appreciate the call, Leon. Thanks a bunch. And I don't disagree. It does. It's a concern. We'll see if others agree. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Let's see here. I want to get a texter in here because Mike and Bismarck, I'll need to carry you through the break so we have time. We have created a cottage industry here on the program of research on things that Bob has said that don't make sense. More land has been taken out of CRP in North Dakota in recent years than put back in to CRP. Says one texter. Turns out Bob needs to do some more research and educate himself. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local tucks here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm sorry, but you need to screen that call and keep that guy off the air because he sounds dangerous, and I would consider that a threat. So, good luck with that one.
I appreciate the call. We are back in Botno today. He's speaking of Bob in South Dakota. And Bob was a little on the unhinged side today, wasn't he? Yeah. I hear you. 800-228-0550. Welcome your calls, questions, or comments. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Lignite Coal employs many, many people in the North Dakota, responsible for a lot of jobs, a lot of families. Provides affordable electricity, reliable electricity for North Dakota, for Minnesota. It's a very important industry. Just go wherever you're at right now, find the light switch, and imagine if you flip that on and nothing happened. We don't think of that very often. We just take it for granted. Well, what the government is trying to do right now, one example, the Clean Power Plan, would make that energy less reliable. When the bill comes, it'll be less affordable. And the ultimate outcome is a tiny, tiny, like less than 1% improvement in emissions anyway. So then you wonder, well, what's the real problem here? Is it really to bankrupt the coal industry? Well, they've said that before. So the jobs are one thing. The plants are another thing. But what you really need to think about is when the cost of electricity goes up, the cost of everything goes up. So engage. Pay attention. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. We're live in Botno today for another of our top 10 tour stops. Our host, Pat Arts, State Bank of Botno, and a group of folks will join us and talk about what's happening in Botno. I'm really looking forward to that coming up here bottom of next hour. We're also brought to you in part today by Farmers Appliance. If you're looking to upgrade your home appliances, head on over to Farmers Appliance. Competitive pricing, delivery and install. They take out the old. They provide all the necessary service for your home appliance, whether you're in warranty or out. They have package bundling. And also don't forget that all of Farmers Union Oil, West Hope, Cirrus Botno Co-op members are eligible for financing, too, at Farmers Appliance. They're at 924 Nelson Street, one of the sponsors of our top 10 tour stop. Back to the calls here on What's on Your Mind today, and Mike in Bismarck is next. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful day here. How's it in Botno?
A little chilly, but it's beautiful. It's
nice. First question I had was, have you seen the big tourist attraction up there, Tommy the Turtle?
Of course. I can't
You're familiar with him, that turtle on a snowmobile, are you?
Of course. Yeah, celebrating the four seasons of fun here in Botno. No, I can't come up here without finding Tommy the Turtle.
Well, it's a great little town up there.
It really is.
The question I got for you has a little bit to do with Benghazi, and you got a lot more background and knowledge on politics than I do, and probably a lot of people. I was curious what the president was doing after he was informed that there was an attack on Benghazi, and I realized the following morning he went to Vegas for a campaign fundraiser. Did he meet with any officials to discuss what was going on or what should they do? And did they just, the best they could do was a video? They came up with a video?
We really don't know because they won't answer any of the timing on it. And, it's just
really peculiar that.
But really, Mike, what difference does it make?
I don't know. It would serve my curiosity a lot.
I'm joking with you because that was Hillary Clinton's response on all of it. You know, when Congress is trying to get to the bottom of what happened to members of the United States, military apparatus that were there, the CIA, the State Department officials, and what difference does it make? Remember that shrill, shrieking?
Oh, absolutely. I remember that. It was so condescending and so arrogant, and it was such a turnoff. And it's just so funny about what a big, open administration he was going to have, and it's, in my eyes, it's the most corrupt, it's the most, that's a good word. We'll just leave it at that. Corrupt administration I've ever seen, and I'm 61 years old.
It's bad. I'm with you. It's one of the reasons I think whether we have Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, I think we're going to get grilling of Hillary Clinton on those particular issues. Let's hope so. Mike, glad you called. Thanks. Stuart in Garrison has us to venture a guess on what the buzz in Botno is today. Go ahead, Stuart.
Well, that's going to be a wild stab, but when that guy from South Dakota called you a jack, I was thinking maybe you're thinking of the Lumberjacks. They aren't possibly in the national tournament, are they?
Here in Botno?
Yeah.
The hockey won. They have this perennial hockey team incredible.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So it's just a wild stab.
Yeah, no, I think the deal is they take that for granted every year in Botno, so it doesn't create as much buzz. But it does have something to do with college athletics. How about that?
Oh,
I'll give you a little clue.
Maybe they're moving up a division. Anyway, I was going to mention, and listening to this Bob guy, I think that was his name from South Dakota.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Kennedy the Kennedy Democrats that said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
They're voting for Donald Trump. That's where they are. They're coming around. Stuart, thanks for the call. More coming up from Botno. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.